Hope everybody's doing well today. I just wanted to let you know that Father George is not with us again this morning. He had the opportunity and the blessing, really, to travel to Mexico City this week, along with, really, at the request. I don't know if bishops request priests to do things, but at the calling of Metropolitan Joseph, to travel with him for the 40-day memorial service of Metropolitan Antonios Shidrawe. He's one of the three metropolitans that left us in the last month. These metropolitans, Father George knew. He knew them well, and they were all over the world. So he had the opportunity to travel with the metropolitan. So please keep him in your prayers as he travels back home, I think either late tonight or tomorrow morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Throughout Scripture, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, any reference to light or to an appearance of clouds often signifies a theophany, or an appearance of God. For instance, in the book of Exodus, the Lord manifested himself to the Hebrew people who were wandering in the desert for 40 years by appearing to them, the scripture says, as a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And God was revealed to Moses on Mount Sinai in Egypt in a cloud that covered that mountain for 40 days when he gave Moses the Ten Commandments. Scripture says that the cloud was visible to all those who witnessed the event and appeared to them like a burning fire on top of the mountain, Mount Sinai. And then today in the gospel lesson, we heard that the glory of God was revealed again in a bright cloud that covered Mount Tabor, which is located just outside the city of Nazareth in Galilee. The gospel says that up on that mountain, Jesus was transfigured, or that he revealed his true identity as the Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity. It says that his face shone like the sun, and that his clothes became white as light, and that the voice of God was heard saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear him." Or I think Deacon Dennis said, "Listen to him." This event of the Holy Transfiguration is one of the most important historical accounts recorded in all of the gospel. It most likely occurred only a few weeks before Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, but the Holy Orthodox Church always celebrates it every year on August 6th, which is today. So happy feast day to all of you. And at the end of the Divine Liturgy, in honor of this feast, we'll bless a pile of grapes on the table over there and distribute them to all of you as you come up and venerate the cross as you leave this morning. But why is this feast celebrated on August 6th instead of during Great and Holy Lent every year? Because that seems like it would make more sense, because it happened just prior to Palm Sunday, and Great Lent is celebrated in the days, the long days, before Palm Sunday and Great and Holy Pascha. Well, number one, August 6th is celebrated 40 days from September 14th. And September 14th is the day when the church celebrates the Feast of the Holy Cross. So in order to keep it connected to Jesus' death on the cross, the church places it here on August 6th. And number two, so that its significance won't be lost in the great and holy fast of Lent. Because by celebrating the Feast of the Transfiguration on August 6th, instead of during great and holy Lent, it gives us, as faithful Christians, more time to reflect and more time to meditate on the importance of what this Holy Transfiguration Feast means for us as Christians. In this event, on top of Mount Tabor, it was the Holy Trinity that was revealed for the very first time to the Apostles Peter and the Apostles James and the Apostle John, who were witnesses of that event. In this event, not only was Jesus Christ transfigured before the apostles, revealing himself as the Son of God, and not only did the apostles hear the voice of God speaking to them, but also in this event, the apostles also experienced the Holy Spirit being revealed to them in a bright cloud that surrounded that entire mountain. The Holy Trinity being revealed to them for the very first time there on Mount Tabor on that day. But this Feast of the Transfiguration being celebrated on August 6th also happens to fall 1 week into a very important fasting period for the Holy Orthodox Church each and every year. Last Tuesday, on August 1st, the church began a 2-week fasting period for the Holy Dormition, or falling asleep of the Theotokos, the Mother of our God, which is celebrated every year on August 15th. And the Feast of the Dormition happens to be the feast day of our Blessed Basilica. And there's the icon up on our iconostasis, right next to the Theotokos and to the infant Jesus. The Feast of the Dormition. And if you notice, I'm wearing the color blue today, mostly white, but as much blue as I have in my vestments, in memory of this great fasting period. But today is a feast, so really, most clergy will be wearing gold, but all of our deacons and our altar servers are wearing gold because we're celebrating a feast, yet it's still a fasting period. And so, for today, I just want to conclude by reminding all of us that although we are celebrating one of the greatest and most holiest feasts of our church, please be mindful of the fact that we are still in the midst of a very important fasting period. And the intention of fasting, according to the example of Jesus Christ and the tradition of the church, is to be a vehicle that helps us become an instrument of God's holy will. Because the purpose of fasting is all about reminding ourselves that it's God who comes first in our lives, and that it's our own selfish desire that comes second. Fasting is meant to help turn us away from our fallen and sinful ways so that we can be freed to be transformed. Transformed into our true nature and transformed into our true selves. Human beings created by God to be eternally in the presence of God. Because as St. Paul says in his epistle to the Philippians, we are called out by God to be diligent in our efforts as Christians. And we are called out as people to follow Christ and to walk the path of righteousness before him. St. Paul says that our natural citizenship is in heaven, not on earth. And that when we meet Christ, our bodies will be transformed. And God will fashion us after his own glorious body, according to the power that enables him to bring all things under his control. This is the true purpose of fasting. And this is why the church emphasizes the importance of fasting at various times during the year. But today, it's August 6th, and we're celebrating the feast of the Holy Transfiguration on Mount Tabor and all that this feast means for us. And in a few minutes, at the end of the service, as I mentioned, we'll bless the grapes sitting over there on the table as a reminder to us that just as Christ was transfigured on the mountain, Mount Tabor, revealing his true identity as the Son of God to his disciples and to all of us, so too, like a seed that is transformed mystically into a delicious piece of fruit, in this case, grapes, all creation will one day be transformed into its original intended splendor, becoming by the glory of God and by the life and death and resurrection of Christ, everything that God originally intended for us, to be forever united with him in his heavenly paradise. So blessed feast of the Holy Transfiguration to all of you today, and also blessed fast of the Holy Dormition to all of you. And until we meet again together next week to celebrate that feast of the Dormition, as the beautiful benediction in the Old Testament, the book of Leviticus, the book of Numbers says, may God bless us and may God keep us and may God shine his face upon us and may he be merciful unto us and may he always give us peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.